Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the free health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-821-4496. That's 1-800-821-4496. Call 1-800-821-4496.
Looking for a fun, safe way to ring in the new year? Embassy Suites Columbus has just what you're looking for. Right now, they're offering a great New Year's package so you can eat, drink, swim, and dance the night away. And then sleep it all off without ever having to get behind the wheel. Reservations are limited and filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 890-8600 or visit their website at columbus.embassysuites.com and get in on the best New Year's party in town. Festivities include a reception, DJ with dancing, champagne toast at midnight, a full cook-to-order breakfast, and an extended checkout. There will also be special activities for children. Conveniently located just off I-270 at 2700 Corporate Exchange Drive. The Embassy Suites Columbus has a lagoon-style indoor pool, sauna, fitness center, and outdoor jogging track. The Embassy Suites Columbus also offers an on-site restaurant, the Atrium Grill, with delicious food and a relaxing atmosphere. You have friends or family coming to stay for the holidays? Well, if you're looking forward to spending time with those you love but aren't looking forward to having a house full of relatives, here's a great solution. Reserve your guests a room at the Embassy Suites Columbus. Call 890-8600.
Hi, I'm Sherry, owner of Open Sky Day Spa. For the holidays, I am offering a gift certificate special. Buy three 30-minute sessions and get one free. Visit OpenSkyDaySpa.com for details and to learn about our December special. Or call us at 614-486-4520. We are located at 1334 West Fifth Avenue in Grandview. Happy holidays from Open Sky Day Spa, where being you never felt so good.
The holidays are upon us, and if there's a music lover on your shopping list, you'll want to head to Used Kids Records at 1980 North High Street, right across from the OSU campus. Give the gift that's already been given. Used Kids has an extraordinary selection of rare and hard-to-find records, CDs, and DVDs. And if you need extra money for shopping, don't forget that Used Kids buys used vinyl, CDs, and DVDs. They'll even buy your entire record collection. And if it's so big you can't move it, call 421-9455 and they will come to you. You might want to think about shopping on Monday because Used Kids has their Vinyl Monday sale when you get 20% off all used vinyl. Used Kids Records, 1980 North High Street, across from the OSU campus. Call 421-9455 or find Used Kids on Facebook. And no, they still don't do 8-tracks, not even for the holidays.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on Our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And Our Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Our Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com. That's the letter R, designandprinting.com. How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers NA25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Liberal and damn proud of it. Ohio Progressive Talk, the new 1580 WVKO, Columbus.
It's time for Great Babylon Talk with Central Ohio's first GLBT-centric show, Radio Outlook. Join the chat by calling 614-821-1580. Now, here's your host, Chris Hayes.
Mm-mm. Some reason, yeah, we have the, there we go again.
Good morning, Columbus. You're listening to Great Local Babylon Talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I am Chris Hayes.
And I'm Bob Vitale.
I'm Solomon Grundy.
I am Superman. Let's fight. In the studio today is...
Wow, I can't believe you got that reference.
What? Oh, I'm a big comic book sci-fi nerd.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
We have...
Wow, that's so obscure that... I'm still just shocked.
Well, we could go into why Young Justice isn't on the air right now and why the Justice League stopped producing their cartoon. If you want, we could do an hour segment on that.
You.
Yeah. In the studio today is Jenna Hoven, who is the playwright and star of her one-woman show, 12 Dates of Christmas. How are you doing today?
Great. Good to be here.
Good. Don't forget, everybody, this is a call-in show, so please feel free to call 614-821-1580 anytime to join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Let's jump right in.
Okay.
Jenna, you are a local girl.
Correct.
That's an ex-statriarch that has come back.
Right.
To do this fabulous
play. An ex-what?
Statriarch.
Statriarch. We've coined a new phrase.
She has done what I did.
She's wearing galoshes.
It is galoshes weather for sure.
Yeah, but they have glitter on
they're
them.
Stylish. Like they're stylish. They're stylish.
And I'm also wearing leg warmers, which are also glittery. So I feel
she's
like
just
I'm
a glittery person.
She is.
You need it on a day like today, right?
Exactly. You can't look at your feet and not be happy when you're looking up at the sky and it's raining on you. 12 Dates of Christmas is a comedy.
Correct.
It is a one-woman extravaganza.
Holiday extravaganza.
Holiday extravaganza. And we are actually for...
Pile up your adjectives.
I will. It is a super smart, exceedingly funny, innovative...
There you go.
We are, for listeners out there, we are doing Outlook Nights Out this Thursday at her show, which is at the Rife Center, Studio 3, which means that you get buy one, get one free tickets and half-price drinks at the bar all day. Tickets are going for, do you know off the top of your head?
I think the range is 35. I think they start at 35.
Yeah.
Oh, except you've got a special?
Right. It's buy one, get one free tickets
right.
That night.
So there you go.
So it's 35 for two.
Awesome.
Yeah. Only 75 seats. It's cabaret style, which
correct.
Is awesome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the play?
Great. The play is, as you said, a one-woman show, but it is a multi-character show. So I play more than one character throughout the 75, it's about 75-minute show. And I got the idea to write the play when I was going through a pretty rough breakup a few years ago. And it seemed like everyone, with great intention, was trying to set me up with someone. And I was collecting these pretty great stories about these dates, which were actually really fabulous dates. I mean, this play has a reputation of being about all my bad dates, which is not true. Some of them are bad dates, but most of them are these really awesome guys. It just didn't work out. And so I started telling stories about going out on dates, and people were saying to me, this is hilarious. You should write it down. And so I did. And it also seemed like at the time, I started writing in 2008, and at the time, for about 10 years, there was this period where I just wasn't seeing a whole lot of female-produced work, female-written work, or performed at the Christmas time. There, of course, was Santa Land Diaries and Tuna Christmas and many other that featured men, but I didn't see anything that really featured a woman. So that, coupled with my breakup, was the inspiration. And I spent about a year collecting stories, and then I had to reach back into my history to get some really good dating material.
Right.
And that's where some of the bad dates came from.
It's funny how a gnarly breakup can start the creative juices working.
Oh, yeah.
As a writer, I mean, when I'm happy, it's like, I want to go out and party. I don't want to write.
Right. I need heartbreak. I need inspiration. And I thank that guy all the time for breaking my heart. Actually, that guy ended up being my husband. So I really do thank him all the time that he broke up with me and then figured it out and came back.
Yeah. Now, as the guy that broke your heart and the centerpiece for the show, and then you ended up marrying this man, how does he feel about the play?
He loves it. He's an actor, too, and he can be critical of my acting. He can look at it critically, but he took one look at this play, and he couldn't sleep that night. He got so excited, and he said, you struck gold. You've done something that no one has done before, and it's amazing because it's such a great idea. How did no one think of this before? And then he started pacing around the house, and he was like, you've got to protect your work. You've got to get it copywritten. And he just, kind of went into overwhelm. And I was like, I don't think anybody's going to steal my idea. I mean, I'm not Spielberg, right?
Right. Yeah.
But he was very supportive of it, and in the last year, he really helped me get the word out, because I, that's one of the things that I have to do, not just as a writer, but as an actor, is sell the idea, right? So you write the idea, there's that creative process, but then it's selling it, too. And my husband really, he got the idea. We need to contact little theaters across the country and get the word out, because bigger theaters, they have restrictions on whether they'll even accept a play, but smaller theaters will look at it. So he helped me compile a list of maybe, 300 or something.
Oh, wow.
And we started writing, and this year, this holiday season, there are 9 productions happening, across the country. And last night, there was a production in Shanghai, China.
Really?
Yes, isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
I know, I wonder what it was like.
Yeah, did they convert it?
No, as far as I know, it was in English, and they did it in rep with Santa Land Diaries, which
cool.
is a great idea, and
right.
I've done that in the past. The two mirror each other, and they're just a really good, they're good companion pieces, and that's happening at 2 or 3 theaters this year.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I think that's what's really interesting. People don't really think about the kind of the politics of creating a play and then getting it out there and the business aspect of it.
Yeah.
And that, your play is now being produced in 9 cities across the country, which is amazing.
It's great. And that was really my vision for it. It was great, certainly, to create what is undeniably the best role possible for myself.
Yeah.
I think I've done that, and
yeah.
I've made myself castable, at the Christmas season. But really, the bigger dream was to get a play out there that would give other women work in the Christmas season.
So there are other people performing the play?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
8 other women are doing it this year.
Oh, wow.
2 other women did it last year. And next year, I've already got 3 shows licensed for 2013. So, yeah, other women. Oh, and it's so fascinating, too, because I'll see a clip of work here and there. I'll see these words coming out of another face. And it's just like watching, it's like watching life in another dimension because, you know, I identify so closely with the character. And then there it is coming out of somebody else's face. And it's so weird and rewarding all at the same time.
How many different actors have you seen perform your work?
Well, beyond this play, I guess, I don't know, maybe a dozen or so, because I've done other plays before and watched other people saying my words, but this is different because it really is...
So personal.
It's so personal, yeah. Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, and is there a diversity of women?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I absolutely wrote it with that in mind, that it could, it's open casting. And, you know, I mean... this is radio, so they can't see me, but I consider myself very much a girl next door. Yeah. And in the casting world, you know, that might sound like, oh, that's, you know, that's awesome.
Like, plain Jane.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you need those. But the truth is, you know, at my age, in my 30s, girl next door is not an easy thing to cast. And so what happens is a woman like me ends up falling in what they call character actor because she's not a leading lady and she's no longer an ingenue. So you're a character. And that can be anything. You can really look like anything. When I was growing up, when I was a teenager, at one point I told my dad that I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. And my dad was like, you can't be a stand-up comedian. And I said, why not? And he goes, every stand-up comedian has something funny about them. There's nothing funny about the way you look. And I was like, oh, I always considered that sort of a positive.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And then, it's... True. I mean, I turned out, and I make this joke in the play, that I turned out to be the average of all average. And I even was raised in Ohio, which
is known as
being the average, which is why during election time, Ohio got so much attention. And I loved it because I was like, that's right. But it's not because we're average. It's because we got extremes in one place.
Yeah.
So average is actually a fantastic place to be. But that's all said because there is nothing distinctive about the character Mary in my play physically, so it can be played by absolutely any woman. And one of my favorite things about performing it here and anywhere in the world is that women of all walks of life come up to me, and men do too, and they go, I've been on that date. It's not just women. It's everybody.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question. You know, we're doing the big gay night out, and then it's a one woman, which, you know.
It's not just like you.
It's my thing.
He's fabulous.
How can our audience relate to your words?
Because you've been on dates, right?
I mean, this is...
Particularly, it's my sort of love song to the single person. You know, this is being single in the holidays, and it doesn't matter, you know, gay, straight, man, woman. We're all searching for love, and that's what this play is about. And I had this audience member say to me one time after a show, he called me over, and he was like, I loved your show. That was fabulous.
He was trying to pick you up, trust me.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure he plays by the other team. I do have stories where I'm pretty sure somebody tried to pick me up one time, but that's a whole other story. No. This guy called me over, and he was like, I loved it. And there were two females, and he said, you know what? I want to write. And I said, what? He goes, the 12 gay dates of Christmas. And I was like, do it. And he goes, I'm telling you, I could come up. And then somebody else told me, they were like, I think one of your dates should be gay. Like, you should be going, like, one of your dates.
Right.
Like,
well, yeah.
You find out mid-date.
Yeah. So I was like, well, it's a little late to add that in the play, but I'm writing a screenplay. And when I got to the screenplay, I did some tweaking, and she doesn't go out with a man and find out that he's gay.
So we might see a major motion picture in the works?
Yeah, man, cross your fingers.
Okay,
yeah,
well, let's
hold
that thought, and let's
take a break.
All right.
Who knows what outrageous thing they might say next? Radio Outlook continues right after these messages.
Looking for a fun, safe way to ring in the new year? Embassy Suites Columbus has just what you're looking for. Right now, they're offering a great New Year's package so you can eat, drink, swim, and dance the night away. And then, sleep it all off without ever having to get behind the wheel. Reservations are limited and filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 890-8600 or visit their website at columbus.embassysuites.com and get in on the best New Year's party in town. Festivities include a reception, DJ with dancing, champagne, champagne toast at midnight, a full cook-to-order breakfast, and an extended checkout. There will also be special activities for children. Conveniently located just off I-270 at 2700 Corporate Exchange Drive, the Embassy Suites Columbus has a lagoon-style indoor pool, sauna, fitness center, and outdoor jogging track. The Embassy Suites Columbus also offers an on-site restaurant, the Atrium Grill, with delicious food and a relaxing atmosphere. Do you have friends or family coming to stay for the holidays? Well, if you're looking forward to spending time with those you love but aren't looking forward to having a house full of relatives, here's a great solution. Reserve your guests a room at the Embassy Suites Columbus. Call 890-8600.
Hi, I'm Sherry, owner of Open Sky Day Spa. For the holidays, I am offering a gift certificate special. Buy three 30-minute sessions and get one free. Visit OpenSkyDaySpa.com for details and to learn about our December special, or call us at 614-486-4520. We are located at 1334 West Fifth Avenue in Grandview. Happy holidays from Open Sky Day Spa, where being you never felt so good.
The holidays are upon us, and if there's a music lover on your shopping list, you'll want to head to Used Kids Records at 1980 North High Street, right across from the OSU campus. Give the gift that's already been given. Used Kids has an extraordinary selection of rare and hard-to-find records, CDs, and DVDs. And if you need extra money for shopping, don't forget that Used Kids buys used vinyl, CDs, and DVDs. They'll even buy your entire record collection. And if it's so big you can't move it, call 421-9455 and they will come to you. You might want to think about shopping on Monday, because Used Kids has their Vinyl Monday sale when you get 20% off all used vinyl. Used Kids Records, 1980 North High Street, across from the OSU campus. Call 421-9455 or find Used Kids on Facebook. And no, they still don't do 8-tracks, not even for the holidays.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in Columbus? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Columbus area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. Columbus is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-591-2344. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-591-2344. That's 1-800-591-2344.
JP's Restaurant and Party Facility, beautifully budgeted at Fulton Field. Host your event in our 5,000 square foot indoor party facility or smaller outdoor party tent. Or we can bring the fun to you. We specialize in catering for all types of functions, including parties, corporate events, weddings, rehearsal dinners, and more. Affordable and fun, just one call and we do it all. Call JP's today or visit us on the web at www.jpsbarbecue.com.
That's jpsbbq.com.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Great Local Babylon Talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio on Radio Outlook. Feel free to call in and talk to Jenna, 821-1580. Michael Allwood would love to pick up the phone and say hello.
Sure.
Yeah. Apparently, I forgot to tell you this, Aaron called in last week and we missed the call.
Really?
Yeah. She was doing the walk. I don't know if it was when Gilbo was on the phone or what.
Oh, might have been.
Yeah, could have been. But before the break, we were talking about Jenna Hoban's one-woman spectacular.
Your adjectives get better and better as I go.
The best play in the world going on right now in 9 cities. Columbus is lucky to be one of them. 12 Dates of Christmas put on through Catco at the Rife Center. And again, we are doing Outlook Nights Out, so if you're interested in coming to the play Thursday, you can get buy one free tickets, as well as half-price drinks. If you go to the kappa.com and buy tickets through there, use code OUTLOOK. But I had a, I was thinking about this over the break. So you have the play in nine cities. Now, are they allowed to play with the text?
No.
That doesn't necessarily stop them.
Right.
The agreement is that they won't adjust the script without my permission. That's the agreement.
Yeah.
And I hope that they stick with it. But it's hard for me to police it. But I licensed these productions by myself. Since then, the play has been published by PlayScripts, Inc. So now I have a little bit more protection, and they can do a little bit more policing on that area. I did see one production that had altered the text, and I didn't have publication at the time, and I didn't have any representation, and it was a little bit awkward for me because I thought, well, I don't know how to handle it. They should have asked for my permission. And ultimately, I decided that time, I'm not going to make a fuss over it. It's really important that the word is getting out and that the show is getting exposure. But I will make sure that that doesn't happen again. So I was just a little bit more careful with the contracting, with the language and things like that. When I signed on with CatCo, we made an agreement that I would shorten the script because they're used to doing, in this time slot for years, they were doing Santa Land Diaries, and that show is probably close to an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And the 12 Dates of Christmas in its full form is probably close to 90 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And so we made the agreement, let's try for 75. Let's see if we can cut it down. So I made that arrangement, and I think we're all pleased with the results. It's a swift-moving show, and it suits their needs. You know, there's some material that I miss and a couple of through lines that I miss, but an audience would never know the difference.
Right, right. How is it to be back in your hometown performing your masterpiece?
It's pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
It's pretty wonderful. You know, we as actors never really know where we're going to be. And the holidays, for the last 6 years, I've performed in A Christmas Carol. Five years, I guess. And this is my sixth year being in a Christmas play in a row.
Yeah.
And spending, you know, the days before and on Christmas Day in a different city, you know, not necessarily get to have my family with me or anything like that. So this is a remarkable experience to not only be doing what I love to do, but to be doing it surrounded by people that I love and that make me feel good about myself and supported. And I have seen, I've had a really, really rewarding experience of seeing people that I haven't seen in years, but they have seen in the paper or on a radio show like this. They'll hear and they'll go, oh, I remember Jenna Hoban. I was in plays with her.
I saw.
I remember when she was in Anything Goes.
I was in Anything Goes. I was the purser.
I bet you were a lot better than I was.
I don't know about that. They wouldn't let me do the song.
I had a song and it was devastating.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I get messages on Facebook all the time, and people show up at the show, and I'm like, wow, that's a person I haven't seen in 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's a really rewarding experience.
That's good. Now, is your family all still here? You get to...
Yeah, my parents still live here. They live in Reynoldsburg, and so we don't have a extended family here.
Okay.
But I do get to live with my mom and dad when I'm at home, and which is also a really, you know, they are, and they wouldn't mind me saying this, they are fodder for writing.
Oh, yeah.
They are a comedy team, and they don't even know it.
Right.
They don't even know how funny they are. I said it to my mom the other day. I was, you know, because my play is a little... I mean, it's not racy, but it's certainly for adults, and I certainly use adult language. And so my mom, like any good mom, is telling her friends, oh, yeah, my daughter's in this play, and they want to come and see it. And then I go, Mom, did you tell them that I use the F word? And she's like, oh, they'll be fine. You know,
it's
a little bit weird for me because I don't want to, you know, poorly represent my family, but we've sort of decided, like, well, that's not her fault that I ended up being a foul-mouthed hooligan.
Right.
But I did say to them, I was like, you know, it's no surprise to me that I learned how to use wit, you know, because you guys do that. And they just looked at me like, we don't do that. And I was like, yes, you do. They form punchlines all the time. I just have grown up in a household that words, you know, everybody does a lot of reading. Words are important.
Yeah.
We do funny voices. We laugh at each other. And so, to me, it seems like a natural extension of that.
Yeah.
Is there any chance, Jenna, that you could bust out a little bit of the material without using the F-bomb.
I think I could find a short segment that doesn't use profanity.
Oh, I would love to hear some of it.
You want
to
hear a little more?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to set this up for our listeners at home. So the character that is our protagonist is Mary. And toward the end of the play, she's already been on, you know, it's called The 12 Dates of Christmas. So you can assume she's going to have some dates, right?
Yeah.
So she, this is after, I think he's date number 11, and this is the guy that she's had 10 failures, and number 11 really means something to her. And then he announces that he's leaving the country to go be in a band. And, you know, so that one's over.
Wait, are you sure that wasn't me?
See? I told you, people can relate. So our protagonist is an actor, and she's performing in A Christmas Carol. So it's been a full year of bad dating. We started at Christmas, and now we're back at Christmas time. And she's just had this last 11th, you know, disappointment, and she has to go into work the next day. And she has formed a relationship with the little boy that plays Tiny Tim. And so she goes into work, and this is what happens. The two performances that follow are excruciating. I am exhausted. I am depressed. I eat so many of the 7-layer bars that I can hardly fit into my snowflake dress. And then little Tim has an accident. Well, first he has an accident, and then he has an accident. While I was on stage, he nearly choked on a peanut butter Buckeye. Thank God the ghost of Christmas Future was there to administer the Heimlich. Picture that. A man dressed as the Grim Reaper saving Tiny Tim's life. Happy Christmas, everybody. Well, this whole thing was so alarming that it scared the crap out of him. Literally. And just before the Fezzy dance, Tiny Timmy pooped his pants.
Oh. Awesome.
I actually did have to cut an F-bomb out of that one. I did it on the fly. Man, I thought I had a section that was chased, but
here,
I don't.
Up here one time. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Oh, that's hysterical. That is good stuff.
Well, just a little teaser.
Yeah.
For Thursday.
What the show is 8 o'clock, correct?
Correct.
Okay. If people want to get tickets, you can go to kappa.com just for that. And if you're coming on Thursday, you can use the code OUTLOOK to get buy one free ticket.
Come a little early. Get your half-price drink.
Yeah, get your drink on.
We learned the hard way. It's cash only, so make sure you have your cash with you so you can get a drink. I absolutely love to see people hanging out and drinking. And it's a cabaret-style theater, and so it's a lot of fun. It feels... I like it when it feels like I'm just at a party and I'm telling funny stories about my wretched dating life.
Right. When did they switch it to cash only? I swear last time I there was.
Well, maybe I've got it wrong.
It could be right, because I used to think it was. I mean, most of the other theaters all have cash.
Let's just be prepared.
Yeah, bring lots of money.
Let's be prepared.
You don't have to spend it on booze, you can use your credit card, you can throw it at Jenna.
Yes, I'll accept it.
Yeah. the theater is cabaret style, so it's like 75 seats. Kind of, is it in the round, or are you kind of...
Three-quarter. There are some just rows of seats to my right and left, and then everything that's in front of me is cabaret-style, low tops in the front and high tops in the back, so everybody gets a good view. I mean, it's a small, intimate space, and I think we all feel really kind of intimate.
Yeah, and I love seeing theater that way. It just feels more interactive, and you're very interactive in yourself, and you were telling us before, you know, like,
yeah,
you interact with almost everybody in that theater.
And I should also point out that I try not to be intrusive, because when I go to the theater, I'm not really into that. I don't ever want to feel forced into a reaction, but what I do is I talk directly to people, and sometimes they'll respond and sometimes they won't, but that's fine. It's not your job to respond. It's my job to do the entertaining. But I also feel like, and this goes for all theater, not just for the 12 Dates of Christmas, but I do feel like it is our job as actors, performers of all kinds, to take care of our audience, and we teach them the environment of the play. And so in this, you know, I think it takes an audience a few minutes to sort of learn the environment and learn the rules of this particular game. Oh, it's the 12 Dates of Christmas. I get it. She's going to talk right to me. She's going to make fun of herself. It's okay to laugh at that, you know?
Right.
And then we get into the culture of the play. People start to warm up. Sometimes I'll get verbal responses audiences, which is fine. I mean, I can use almost whatever I get. But if an audience ever gets out of hand, it's also my responsibility to rein that in. And, you know, I want to have a good time, but we also have a story to tell.
Right.
And we want to do it in 75 minutes. So I do try to just kind of just give everybody that, you know, you can relax. I'm going to drive this boat.
Yeah.
So you guys sit back, have a good time. And if you want to engage in the conversation with me, then we'll make that happen.
Now, what would be a proper engagement and what would be an improper engagement?
Well, you'll know. I mean, generally, I ask questions.
Okay.
I actually do ask questions of the audience. And when that happens, I love a response. Also, laughter is appropriate and welcome. And it's, you know, and I'm only half joking when I say that because some people, I think, are really enjoying themselves,
yeah.
but they don't necessarily laugh out loud. They chuckle to themselves or they smile, well, I want to hear it.
Right.
Applause, certainly. It's funny. There are some moments in the play that garner applause, even though it's not the end of the play. They just sometimes they get applause, so that's certainly appropriate. And what is inappropriate, I think, would just be, don't talk while I'm talking.
What about groping? Groping inappropriate at the play?
Totally rule that out. Actually, I might be able to use that to my advantage. Texting, totally inappropriate.
Oh, yes.
Cell phone use of any kind, totally inappropriate. If I hear your cell phone, I will point it out.
Oh, yeah.
We will talk about it, and you might not like it. So turn your phones off if you
right.
don't want to have a discussion about it.
Oh, I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, well, okay, tell me about texting.
I went into the texting and thinking about who would be a pro. I always think, like, I always try to put it in my head, okay, they're a doctor and their patient's in critical care.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I try mm-hmm. to rationalize why they might be using their phone
like
in the theater.
Yeah,
you know
I like
what
to
I mean?
Think that they're on there, like, texting their six best friends going, oh, my God, this is the best thing I've ever seen. You
yeah.
have to get tickets to the show.
Right.
And then they're forgiven.
Right. And now tweeting has made it acceptable to use your phone. Like, you know what
yes.
I mean? Like, Evan, we encourage you to tweet. Like, anyway, you're drawing yourself out of the performance to do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, tweet afterwards.
At intermission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do we have a caller? No.
Oh, boo.
I can fake a caller.
Okay.
Hi!
Hello.
This is your grandma.
Oh, Grandma, I'm really sorry about all the F words.
Well, I lived through the war. What do you think we said back then to Hitler?
Oh, that was one comment I was going to make before the break.
What, about Hitler?
About language and audience.
Ah.
We saw Bengal tiger in the Bangkok Zoo. Is that right? It's a Baghdad. I always do Bangkok because
yes.
I'm a big fan of chess, and so it defaults to that.
What chess?
The musical.
One Night in Bangkok.
Oh, okay.
The title song.
I used to live in Thailand, you know.
I know. Yeah. And, you know, how many children do you have over there that you
none. Have? None. I have roamed the streets of Bangkok.
Nice.
Khun Tip
yeah.
is the name for Bangkok in Thai. Khun Tip.
That's awesome information. When I'm on Jeopardy, I'll use that.
There you go.
So
there's a much longer word for it, but everybody calls it cum tip.
Gotcha. It sounds like cum tip.
I thought
oh,
that too.
You know, why do you have to go there?
Well, you brought it up. I just you give me a softball, I'll hit it out of the park every time. But in that show, so we were
yes.
there one night, and it was, you know, a much older crowd,
mm-hmm.
You know, senior citizens, and that language and some of the scenarios in that play, you know, like...
It's bold.
Yeah, it's very bold and...
Graphic.
You know, and sexually oriented as well as just, you know, life and death and all that kind of stuff. But we were like, my one editor, Erin, she was like, I'm so uncomfortable because of the people in the room, not because of the language of the play, you know.
Yeah.
And we tend to think that, you know, older generations are going to get offended by that, when really
they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. And they lived through much harder times
yeah.
than we had to grow up in, you know, in a lot of.
And they, you know, they want to see theater.
Yeah.
They want to see theater. They want to see yeah. live theater.
And they're intellectually smart. You know, it's like
yeah.
we tend to always pander to our seniors when really they're smarter than we are.
They are smarter than we are. I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I've had a few crowds like that.
Yeah.
And I will admit that there's a part of, you know, what they call it dual consciousness, which means that the actor is in the mindset of their character. But unless you're insane, you also have to have the mindset of a human being who's performing on stage and aware, you know, if there's a fire, I would get out. Not if there's a fire, oh, I don't know what my character would do. Right? So here I am in my dual consciousness.
My life is horrible. I can't find a man. Burn me now.
Right, exactly. My character would just stay here and burn. Amen. But I thought, well, I wonder how this is going to go down. Like, I wonder what things they're going to laugh at, and are they going to judge me for my foul mouth?
Right.
But they didn't. They, you know, there are some jokes that just my generation or younger generation just will just wail at, and an older generation will be like, huh, I don't see that.
Right.
And then vice versa. There are things that this older generation, I mean, you wouldn't believe it. I have this whole story about a one-night stand with a younger man, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're going to burn me at the stake. These guys are going to...
Jeanne d'Arc.
They roared, and the 60-year-old women were the ones applauding.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you've got a history, right?
Exactly.
There's a wild side to you.
Yeah, not only that, but like, I've got 12 dates of Christmas.
Yeah.
You're twice my age.
Yeah.
You've got like 60 dates of Ethel, you know, like whatever. It was
maybe
very
it was
rewarding.
Cougar night out.
I don't know if I would call them cougars, but boy, they had a good time.
Yeah.
So I think we have to be careful not to, like you said, judge our audience or make assumptions about what they're going to like, because you really never know.
No, you don't.
And sometimes I find people watch a show, that it could be this show or another one, but they watch it with a very serious face. And you know, as a performer, I can see my audience members. We did that intentionally with the lights so that I can see their faces. And I think it's really easy to jump to the conclusion like, oh, they're not having a good time because they're not smiling at me for 70 minutes.
Right.
But the truth is they're listening, you know? And I watch the theater critically too, which doesn't mean I'm not having a good time. It's just I'm listening. I'm like, I want to follow. I don't want to miss a word.
Right.
And these same people afterwards will be the first one to start applauding or leap to their feet or throw their arms around me in the lobby and go, I loved it. And
you're
like, wow, I had no idea.
And we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with more Radio Hour.
It's so gay. And proudly so. But the Radio Outlook crew doesn't just talk about LGBT issues. Stay tuned for another hot topic coming up after this short break.
The holidays are here, and Sanfilippo's fresh fruits and vegetables can help you whittle down your shopping list in short order. Sanfilippo's has holiday fruit by the piece, by the pound, or by the case. Sanfilippo's also has holiday gift baskets, fresh nuts, Amish jams, honey, and maple syrup, as well as Amish free-range eggs and chicken. Sanfilippo's is taking orders now for free-range turkeys or hams for the holidays. Sanfilippo's also has Snowville milk from grass-fed cows, completely free of growth hormones. Sanfilippo's fresh fruits and vegetables. 4561 East 5th Avenue in Baytown between Hamilton and Yearling. For the very best in fresh fruits and vegetables and so much more, including your holiday shopping needs, shop at Sanfilippo's.
You gotta fight for your right to
run. If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with a new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meatpackers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street, downtown. Meatpackers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meatpackers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items.
This week's specials include Spring Hill Slice Bacon, just $1.99 for a one-pound package. A 10-pound bag of hamburger is $19.90. Chicken wings, $2.49 a pound. And in-cut pork chops are just $2.49 a pound.
Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, closed Sundays. Meatpackers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meatpackers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine. 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311. Or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Looking for a fun, safe way to ring in the new year? Embassy Suites Columbus has just what you're looking for. Right now, they're offering a great New Year's package so you can eat, drink, swim, and dance the night away. And then sleep it all off without ever having to get behind the wheel. Reservations are limited and filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 890-8600 or visit their website at columbus.embassysuites.com and get in on the best New Year's party in town. Festivities include a reception, DJ with dancing, champagne toast at midnight, a full cook-to-order breakfast, and an extended checkout. There will also be special activities for children. Conveniently located just off I-270 at 2700 Corporate Exchange Drive. The Embassy Suites Columbus has a lagoon-style indoor pool, sauna, fitness center, and outdoor jogging track. The Embassy Suites Columbus also offers an on-site restaurant, the Atrium Grill, with delicious food and a relaxing atmosphere. Do you have friends or family coming to stay for the holidays? Well, if you're looking forward to spending time with those you love but aren't looking forward to having a house full of relatives, here's a great solution. Reserve your guests a room at the Embassy Suites Columbus. Call 890-8600.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
Welcome back to Radio Outlook. Welcome back to Radio Outlook, your local Babylon talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes with Bob Vitale and Solomon Grundy.
Yep.
And Jenna Hoban is here with us still, and she's just about to head out of the studio, so we just want to give you one last chance to plug the show.
Okay, well, I hope you come out, particularly on Thursday, because I know that's going to be a fun house. The 12 Dates of Christmas, produced by Catco at the Rice Center, 8 p.m. most nights, but Sunday matinees as well. So we're about halfway through the run. You still have a lot of opportunities to come and see it, and it's a really fun time, and I'm sharing a lot of laughs with my audience, so I hope to see you all out there.
Yeah, and you run through, what's the final day?
December 23rd.
December 23rd, so get there, kappa.com for your tickets. Thank you so much, Gina, and we will see. Well, I will see you all this week.
Yeah.
Gina will also, if you want to meet Gina in person, you can come to Network Columbus. Oh, actually, you can't come to Network Columbus if you haven't already RSVP, because it's limited attendance, because we are at the Huntington Center. So those of you that have RSVP'd,
We'll see you there.
So, yeah, they limit it to 150 people because of the space, and the president's going to be there.
The president of?
Huntington Bank, Steve Steinour, who is an old-school fun banker guy. He was just at our event Saturday.
Fun banker guy?
You know that, like, the back when banks were good and they had martini lunches and they had like the boardroom and all that, and he'd be like, come on, we're gonna get some scotch.
So, like, so you're talking the 30s.
Yeah. That's how I want to do my banking.
Exactly.
With some scotch.
Yeah.
Bank some scotch.
Guys, thanks so much for having me in
Thank
today.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, and we'll see you all week.
It was a blast. I'll see you later. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye. To end out the show, there's some hot topics that we need to dive
well,
into.
Well, there's a big one that I'm surprised that you haven't mentioned already.
Well, we save the big topic for last. The Supreme Court of the United States has decided to take two cases affecting our community. The DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, as well as the Prop 8 case from
California.
And there's...
Are you at all concerned about this? And the reason I ask is, as you probably know, the Supreme Court is currently a conservative court. And the court... The court also is likely to change in the near future. At least one of the justices, specifically Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is almost certainly about to retire. And
She's just going to dissolve.
She's going to shrink away to nothingness like the Wicked Witch of the West. But very possibly the president could be appointing as many as three, but more likely two justices to the court, which will change certainly the nature of the court. And I say that because it's a surprise that the Supreme Court has decided to see these cases. And here's the other thing. Historically, the Supreme Court will not revisit an issue in anything less than a decade. That's the normal standard for if they're going to at all revisit an issue, it's at least a decade before they do so. So are you concerned, I wonder, whether or not this is in the conservative court's interest to a rush to judgment on this issue?
Well, my understanding for the Prop 8, I think DOMA we're fine on. I don't think there's any way that they can...
Well, as you know, I have said all along that eventually this issue is going to come down to the fact that they must look, you know, obviously the court has to look at the law of the matter.
Right.
The nuts and bolts of the law, and I think any reasonable court will understand that marriage under the law is nothing more than contractual law.
Yes.
And I think that, and you know that I've been saying this for years.
Yep.
And I think perhaps it is going to get down to that very issue.
Yeah, I think so for DOMA. And I think it'll be, you know, the equal
protection.
The protection clause, yeah, is what's going to end up, you know, putting down DOMA. And then, Bob, you were saying if DOMA goes through, then it'll give all the states...
Well, it'll
domino towards...
I heard one expert say yesterday that one possibility is that if they decide that DOMA violates the Equal Protection Clause, they might turn all the civil union states, and I think there's nine...
Something like that.
Where there isn't marriage equality, but there's a civil union law that gives everyone the same rights but doesn't call it marriage, or most of the same rights, the court might turn those states into marriage states, which then puts nine more states and kind of starts that tide moving a lot more quickly toward marriage.
Well, then you have, and I can't tell you the statute that does this, but when one state recognizes something, the other states are obligated to recognize that as as being under
and
law.
And you know, one thing it worries me too that the court is conservative and they're taking a look at this issue. I've not heard that any possibility might be that they would decide that marriage equality is unconstitutional or is not allowed. Yeah, so, like, they wouldn't turn states that allow marriage now and say no one anywhere can do this.
And yeah. Bob, honestly,
so it might
freeze
it the way it is.
I understand what you're saying, but I never would have thought that this court, as it stands now, would have declared corporations as people.
True.
Right. Right. Well, and
corporations can get married.
Now, yeah, they can, and do frequently.
This is the same court, though, that overturned sodomy, though, correct?
True.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's not the same people, but it's not the exact same justices, but because that was done years ago, wasn't it?
I mean, this decade.
Oh, okay. Justice Kennedy was part of that decision, and I guess he's the swing vote on this issue, too.
But my understanding is what they are looking at specifically for Prop 8 is the original standing of the people to appeal it. So if they find out there wasn't standing to go on, then it just goes back to the original judge's ruling, which just makes California a state.
I can't see that happening. I think there's going to be it's going to be a landmark decision, one way or the other.
Well, and if they're just looking at standing, even if it had it right, then they would refer to the federal courts. They won't. The only thing they're going to look at is standing and not make a dramatic issue from the Supreme Court about gay marriage. So they're just going to look at that decision or that decision was right, which are the same decision.
I still think that there's a purpose behind what they're doing.
They're doing it before the court moves.
Yeah, yeah. And once again, I honestly have no way which way it's going to go.
Yeah.
But either way, it's going to go. This is a Roe v. Wade kind of decision in terms of importance and.
Yeah. Well, and the other cases that are in the pipeline are. The way this has been presented aren't getting fallen out. Now, if the court changes...
They're saying this is going to be a bang-up session of the court. So
it'll be definitely interesting.
Historic.
It's March, right? Do they see them both the same month? Do we know? I didn't read.
I don't know.
Their decisions then are probably later, months and months later.
Yeah.
But
it's exciting times.
It is indeed.
Exciting times.
And one thing I heard too, people talking about whether, you know, the court, how closely the court follows public opinion.
Yeah.
Obviously, people's minds have changed quickly. Does the Supreme Court follow that, or, you know, are they kind of look at themselves as the last stand or something?
A justice of the Supreme Court would tell you that public opinion has no bearing on the case. A proper justice would tell you that the public opinion is of no consequence and only the letter of the law is at stake here. And once again, I go back to what I said a minute ago. They must examine what marriage means in the eyes of the law and how law is written. And in the eyes of the law, anyone who's ever been to divorce court will tell you that marriage in the eyes of the law, and let's take Ohio, there is no need for a religious ceremony to take place to be married.
Nope.
You are simply entering into a contract to be a couple and nothing more.
Right.
The law views marriage as a contract. And if the Supreme Court is looking at simply the nuts and bolts of the law, there is no way they can view marriage as anything other than a contract.
Yep.
And that, ultimately, that's how this will be decided.
You know, one thing I was wondering yesterday, when they play this old clip of President Clinton signing DOMA, has he changed his mind? Okay.
Yeah, he renounced
and
it.
And it's so funny to see him, you know, from less than 20 years ago, and the position he had then is such an extreme position now, you know.
Right, yeah. Well, and it was a compromise for, I mean, a lot of his decisions were compromises to try to to do. And, of course, there were horrible compromises.
Right.
You know, and so now you have Obama not compromising on civil issues.
The public opinion from 1996, I think it was 67%. Now it's less than 40, I think, is absolutely opposed to marriage equality.
Yeah. And it's like a roller coaster, you know. It goes up, and then it does, you know, that fall, and then everything goes through.
79% of 18 to 29-year-olds are in favor of marriage equality. So,
yeah. You know, what I always hate is when people come back and be like, you don't want marriage. Marriage is horrible. Like married couples.
Right.
You know, like... Well, then why aren't you divorced?
Exactly.
Right? It's so degrading in some ways.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want this privilege I have. You don't want that.
Like the choice, anyway.
Exactly. It is time for us to go. So, another good show, Mr. Allwood, I must say.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, for Bob Vitale, Michael Allwood, and me, Chris Hayes, thanks for listening to Radio Outlook. We'll see you next week.
See, it really doesn't matter which team you play on. Team Radio Outlook has lively discussion for everyone. So join us again next Saturday. And the chat continues online when you like Radio Outlook on Facebook and follow us at Radio Outlook on Twitter.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio. AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
Looking for a fun, safe way to ring in the new year? Embassy Suites Columbus has just what you're looking for. Right now, they're offering a great New Year's package so you can eat, drink, swim, and dance the night away. And then, sleep it all off without ever having to get behind the wheel. Reservations are limited and filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 890-8600 or visit their website at columbus.embassysuites.com and get in on the best New Year's party in town. Festivities include a reception, DJ with dancing, champagne toast at midnight, a full cook-to-order breakfast, and an extended checkout. There will also be special activities for children. Conveniently located just off I-270 at 2700 Corporate Exchange Drive, the Embassy Suites Columbus has a lagoon-style